By Ben Noach, so there's no din in Shogeg per se by Ben Noach, but
when she is brought up in Nea, because she calls Gogo Sabine Sitcher. So there's a, so that's on pain, not she in Gogo. And I've called her, that's the other secret, so many
others. Really, I'd like to answer an original question. About cards. You said that the Shogun is an element of cards.
I don't know. Shogun is part of cards.
You said
there's a Russian support. The Haki, the Solishahu. Ahu the Shogun, Ahu the Hines, Ahu the Shogun. So, Sita was Shogun, the Kamus, and the Mitzahu. The answer is the demon is not different. You know, every shape is a demon. Of course, a demon is not to a god. On Spanish, he's better of not only on Spanish, the Rambam says that all the Arthusis by Goles actually, the bottom line is that by Goles there are three types of things. There is a shady gunner, not calling it, and not calling it. And then actually, so this shady gunner is high Goles. When Goles is the top, Goles is the for him, and if you give a damn, kills him, and you are an equal. So he said, it's a high voice. Then there is a shady call for me. It's not high voice, it's not because it's not high. Because God will not be saying, God is cannot be a happy voice. And then the give a damn has a shoes to kill him. And then the shady call for me. So that means, so we got to receive a so she called Lainez his Mamisha comes to sing. So all the alohas are three, many psuki, but they all, the bottom line is Shady Gomo and Shady called Lazy and Shady called Lainez.
Coming back to the Lachlokes Tosfos in El Bar. So we want to give an explanation.
So according to these days, according to the Ramban, that the Ramban says that the Udmon is coming like solitude in Yom. It's a man who's come more like Nara Rosa. We know Nara Rosa could say she should not have gone to the field of the Bar Chol. But if you know there are other young people who might be abused, but the Rasha Shal Yoga means it's a man who's come more she, a man who's come more amazing. And still inside, so according to the Rambam, the halacha of all the word Lila is a field because he was in a mishnah. Let's say if somebody puts a certain chair on the table and then the window is open, all of a sudden there is a soul in the room. So could you say that you do not know how to anticipate? Even then your heart is not something that you could anticipate it happens. Once in many years. So why is it right? The answer is, if somebody borrows money, he has to pay, right? Suppose you're a runner, so what do you do? He has to pay. It's not based upon my salary. So the field of magic of Nezer is not based upon my salary. No, even if he's a kind mitzvah, also has to ask him on the other. So Tesis points out that Tesis 23% it means, even if you are Mazik Mamma Chaveira in order to save your life, you have a choice to do that. If you didn't, you would be in other aspects. But you have to pay. Because the shame for being the Mazik is not based on Chaveira. You have to pay. You have to compensate for the loss you caused. So according to the Rabban, the field is not based upon my Shavir. However, according to Jesus, the famous king, Neve, is perfect. So it says, he's Neve because he's anonymous. So does it mean the famous king, Neve, is a failure? The famous king, Neve, is a failure. The answer is because the Chalev of my Tashum of Mazik is based upon themselves, a cost of Loish Narana. So now there is Loish Narana sometimes. Loish Narana implies in a fair as why? Where did the Torah mention Loish Narana? The Torah mentions Loish Narana. Is there a Chamish Chumash Chumash? There is no Chamish Chumash 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 Chumash. So the Torah mentions in two places, and both places are in connection with the Shem. In connection with the Shem. One is in connection with the Shem, and one is in connection with the Shem. The Shem. So one is made in connection with the Shem, with the fifth case there. Deep Shanakam in the cave, when Shishan, you are the power, Ashir is Sakya, the Gambology you must mean the Rishamai. Keep a Rishamai, so then he takes out the Rishamai. He goes to pay him, places on top of it. So maybe that means that the Chiyuv Tashlum, according to Tesis, the Chiyuv Tashlum of Niskei Modeh or of Odmah Mazin is based upon the Aveira of Loish Narana of being negligent. Because if a person is negligent in not watching the Sheira, so he's a Rosh. He has to watch it. And even not only is he a Rosh, if he doesn't watch it, he knows it's a ferocious, wild axe. But even Shatan, he's a Rosh. There's a machleke between Rafut and Rafun, between the Rafashua. Well, the Paul Minsky is a Mamein, or Parashas Dignos, Chapoka says it's Mamein. Why does Chapoka say Mamein? It's not fast. Because Stam Shrol Lada has the Shemakai. The average axe is presumed to be right. And Mele, the Dino, the Chayef, Kule is El Rahman, the Chasal. But the head damages, he has to pay, gets money. In the Hafunik, I'm sure, says it on the castle, and I think that I'm sure. Mole says it on the castle, I'm sure, that it's not, because Stam Shrol, Lavech, the Cheskashim Akai. So the average axe is presumed to be innocent, not right. So the deal with the Dichter, good, Elon Dichter, Elon Rahmoni comes, Keich and the Winter, so can you imagine, the Torah comes in, the person without doing any of it. In class, what is class by definition? The common sense is that there are five kinds of ones. The Mises is the cause, Mises is Shemayim, cause, Mises is Shemayim, Malkes, and Kinishman, that's class. Like Kayful and Pogin is the class. So in other words, so Hotzi Pauliniske Knosse is an inch. Inch for what? Karnabe, what have you ever do? All right, Kayful, or Pay, Zidal is a big. What have you ever do? The owner of the Shetan. According to Rabbi Dori Fuhr, the Stam Shvorens is the Chesed Chimokai. So the other jacks is presumed innocent. The answer is, he's innocent. It's a mother of the king. But he's not completely innocent. Sometimes an axe becomes mischievous. Some melee, there is a Nisa of Luish November, there is not there. If he doesn't guard a shared tower, he has no reason to guard him at all, you know, no statistics. That he ever bought such a good axe, is a doubt. Then, he still, there is a chiyuv to watch, not a chiyuv in the modern sense, like Shemashochah's chayv of the Aveide. If he doesn't doubt the chayvitz, the pekod from the Aveide is responsible. It's not like the chiyuv, the responsibility of insurance. Moving to any Avera, he just has to pay money. He's an Avera. The Avera is a foolish man, even by Shetan. And Allah has come and come by Shemot. Allah has come and come by Shemot. Some Mele is a nice Avera. So in other words, so taste the shit in the ears. The Rambam spits the machlekes between the taste.
So there are those actions in accordance with the Rambam. That's what the Torah says.
That's right. That's right.
So how does the Rosh deal with Ainar Matzilatzim of Mamun Chaveiro? So there's no Maitza Aveira.
So it's according to the Tesis, it's a good question. According to the Tesis, the Pshat, there is no Maisavere if he's Maslasim Mechavere with the intention to pay. Mm-hmm. But if he's Maslasim Mechavere with the intention not to pay, he's a Rosh. So he's a Rosh. If somebody forces me to be Maren Mechavere, if not, I'm allowed and I'm a Chuyef to show more. But if I show my Chaveri with the intention not to pay, or at least, you know, to pressure him, the person who's more than I cause damage to, that he should lay on me, I'm not sure. Because
you're anonymous.
I'm not anonymous. I'm not anonymous in doing it without paying.
But this is circular reasoning.
Why is it secondary?
Because the whole reason you have to pay is because you're saying you're not anonymous. And the reason you're not anonymous is because you don't want to pay. So you're going in circles.
Not right now. Yeah. If he pays, so then he's anonymous. But if he doesn't pay, so I'm not paying. He's anonymous. He's amazing. And the same.
But why does he have to pay in the first place?
What?
Why does he have to pay in the first place?
Why does he have to pay in the first place? Because he has no heter to be master in the master himself, without intending to pay.
Why?
Because he has to be chosam on chaver. That's nichlal in the Isa of Yeshua. Zeva Nisaas. In other words, if a person will be master in on chaver, Maslasim al-Mahadeya, with the intention of not paying, he's a Russian, he has to be true. Let's say, suppose a person who is not a monk, but he just wants to break something with the intention of paying 10 times as much, he can stand gold. Gold reminds him of the Iwazam. So it says, he sees a house, it has a roof made out of gold. You know, you see the house.
Yeah.
The whole roof had gold. And then the banks took off the gold, you know. And it was worth $7 million. Yeah. So suppose a person cannot spend gold. It reminds him of the Igor Azor, the Capella. He doesn't want the Capella on somebody else. Even on somebody else. So suppose he takes up the gold and the intention is to pay him 10 times as much. But if it's without the shoes of the bowing, he's off. But in the case of Anus, Masas Machadeira is not a rush if he has the intention of paying. But if he has the intention of not paying, he's a rush. He's an Anus. I'm saving his life, but he's not an Anus. I'm having the intention not to pay. Even if the intention is just to nudge him until the value will be worth it, he's still a Russian. And the believer on the law of his Saber, Sachi, whatever, he's a Russian.
According to the Ramban, if a person is being chased, somebody, a robot is chasing him, and in order to save his life, he decides on his own to save his life.
So if he decides to do it,
nobody tells him, but he's on his own.
He's on his own. Yeah. Not that nobody has to tell him. He would be another asking about if he wouldn't.
Yeah.
But if he steps on the caliph and then he decides, oh, I'm not going to tell him.
No, but the Gemara says that the Tekhana the Rabbana doesn't have to pay. But if not the Tekhana, you would have to pay.
Yes.
So you're saying the whole Tekhana is only if he has a blind wife.
That's right. That in other words, the whole Tekhana means that he's part of
the Tekhana. Yeah, that's according to the Tosos. But I'm asking according to the Rabban, why is there a need for any Tekhana?
What?
According to the Ramban, why is there any need for any Tekhana? Even without a Tekhana, you should be part of the
thing. And contrary, according to Ramban, it's very partial. According to Ramban, so the field of
magic... I mean, according to Tosos, not according to Ramban.
Because even according to Tosos, that is based upon Maisa Vere, but in Mele, if not for the Tekhana, there would be Maisa Vere if he doesn't pay. Even though he did it to save his life and he's mechuyev to do it, but he was mechuyev to do it with the intention of paying. So that's the machlokes I should finish now. I finish now. Don't know.
Yes, he has to need one more. Oh, okay.
That it said, we say the Ramban Fasol Shul, that there are only three drawings like this.
You said according to the Rambam that there are these five, there are only these five, there's a Svara.
No, it's not a Svara, it's based upon their Shiva. Basically, the Shirinde is the Shiva magic. The Holy Shiva called it. If he goes up and he falls down, if he goes down, so he does not like it.
He should have been right here.
No, it's gravity. But if he goes up, so it's not so like it. When I go down the steps, stairs,
you're more careful.
I'm more careful.
When you move up, that's
right.
Okay.
That you do it. And we don't know whether he's going to die or not, so we are chidish. And see, if he dies, so then we give him golos. If he doesn't die, so just tashlim, for quote. But the halacha by golos is that if he doesn't die on the spot, so then there's a possibility that throughout the balte, some melee is brought out. He's brought out. שעמים משאור זה שחר בשניים אלף שניים, הרי זה נגיע לחיישים שמעורו הדיבאות, why is it, so what is the difference, let's say, by the same nation, make a difference, somebody steps another person in the neck, and then he dies because they wind blows, but still it's not for the stabbing, the wind, the blowing of the wind through the skeleton, some melee, is considered to be every dying. Why is Golas defend? Because there is special use of course by Golas. The time is that Golas has come here to the report. In the Halia, only the Halia is high Golas. The Halia is what? Ochaname Golas, we know she almost be out. Why? He received a Yukerol of the Yomus. Umashnam Yad. So in other words, it means the verb in Bayipe or the Yomus is the Baba Mapech. Yomus is future, just, but as a result of the verb fulfilling the Yomus, it's Mehatech Tova. He died, but when he died on the spot, so it's considered like Hoba. Vahar Gav, the Gabayusin Anik, see the Makayish from AIDS. The answer is, so is the difference. And I don't know how to deal with how this is, it's nowhere. Just to do it, I think, in Kudus or something. But the Mayi is so it's above Amchab. But the Yomus is not above Amchab, it's above Amchab. יש לנער, יש לנער, ומשכח אצלם הבייס עם אישיש, הרועס, את הבייס, the walls of the bodies are of marble stone, so there no wounds could penetrate. The Rekhashim is aware of the law, the Gambrin Hosso, in our name, after the Shoch of the Rave Shnai, Hashim is aware of the law, the Dikai of the law, אבל שוח ולאס, נדרס ונשך סיפרי, so נדרס, so he, so death results from the fact that he is holding his own, then he אחרי שיש רוע בלעוד, but if he kills him, through a koye and a name, and the other things, not by cutting his organism, he's thrown, so then there is no shoshim, of what about al-mishoch vores in ruach mazi kol kach she yechil nishna yes midun la ruach lichri chalama shum dava din teina eichel nisutim chodishe yei so he says but the Torah says in this posi that if he doesn't die, so I shift the detail, will happen here after. Now the question is, if he is Shady Gomo, so then there is no fear about it, only Gabinezek. There is a loch of other mood later, but the Gabinezek has to be Peshea. If he's a Peshea, so then he is Shady Kovani, and Shady Kovani is he. So Golas is not the Chapay, and the Adam has a head to have to kill it. Only she Gobo is not a real Peshaya. But our drawing is only Shaya if it's Peshaya, if it's a Peshaya. So then is she called amazing, so he shouldn't be high. ובשאיך ומחייך כי נאמין המסיס פרקי צדרת דימר בהם מפצע תחת פצע וחייר ראשי כי נזי נזק לחקר אבל לא יבוא יש לימה ונשכח אצלי בייסי כריצו אח יום הבא מניח יגיע נגוי שכנור יורחמה אפלייזה פרקייס ונציסי כריצו אחס and is the form of the pure of the diet, the counts. So he forgot, so in other words, so the leke, the Shriya Bezdi is not a real Peshaya, but he's not an Onushira, because if he had been an Onush or even a Kovlamus, so then he wouldn't be a Chudokos. In other words, because he still could have followed up, even though with the Echad, the Dayanim, he made the talent, but he still could check up on him. Why is even the Malkus, I mean, the person cannot do two Merochas, but physically, but to do a Merocha physically and the mind, concentrate and check up that he can do, some Merochas is not, why is not a Peshaya Gomor, but a Peshaya Tzav is. This is the normal meal here, the great way is higher than the Lord. The Nidama Mishor says that he is part of the world. Omer Yitchai, Oit Yishin Yichas to Chamish Yisham Ago. You saw some thesis here is written, Shalei Mashish. So the Mashal is Melchish, the Shalei Mashish. He says, Mashish, the Nuch HaChosam Rapopo Yishaya Bigolos, because if he shall wear the shoes, so then he should be called the Mazik, what right does he have to enter the place of Chabere without the shoes? Oy nofam nagad berach mitzuyo, the higher the oivro. Umistabre the Mazik, and this requires an explanation. Och nofam nagad berach mitzuyo, that's the classic example with Luke, of Peshaya Gomor. In other words, What is the fear of the Lord? It's Ruach Metzion. So Ruach Metzion means you put something, let's say a stone, and the wind is full. And that stone can fall down with the ordinary wind that takes place all the time. So of course, in such a case, he incarnated. So why is a higher Kodesh? Kodesh should not be a Kaporet. Then the case is not a Rosh. That is Chayim and the first Rosh. Really, the Efshah to have a Shady Kalam, Yisrael and Bezer Rachma. So the question is, what's the Machlech? And we have to understand, all right, the last Rosh, we understand. So now it's Bezer to Achvore. So Mele, Bezer to Achvore, or Pishya, Gomor and Achvore. And on the Nisei, so he was a shading, so it's high growth. But the first Rosh, that even the Rosh Mitzuyo, which is the classic example of Peshia Gomo, so Mele is high growth for him and he's still high growth. But that's discounted to the volume of the country.
Peshia Gomo or Peshia Karagumezi?
Peshia Gomo is Shea Karagumezi, naturally. So, there in Golis is no Kapore, and that's the moment for us to overcome it.
Rabbi, is Tosos talking about a roof which is high enough to kill one?
What?
Is Tosos referring to a roof which would normally kill someone if someone fell
what
off?
What roof? We're talking here about the roof.
If I fell off the roof,
I fell off the roof, you know, so he himself killed.
Right, but is it a roof which is expected to kill? Is it high enough?
Not if the roof fell down.
I know, if the person fell down, there was
yes, sir.
That when he fell,
why not?
He afraid to
it's more than a good fucking. So, of course, he's a Peshia Gomo. Now let's see the Mother Mary Kambay, then we'll see it here. So you may well comment of Chavon and Beisha Yisrael. Omar Rabbi, who said in Nachasay Bechaytse, the Lord Yikabo, he didn't even know that there was a Neben in the Rebbe. How does he didn't know? He's not senile, he's conscious. In other words, the wind of a certain person pulls on his lap, and he wasn't aware of it. And then he stood up. And the Eben fell. So the Omad in Ophu is often high. So Nezek is high because of the Mord Leila. The Indian Nagel Dvorim Potter. Yeah, but Dvorim is Potter. Why? Because only Nezek is high once. But now Dvorim has to be a Peshia Gomo, and since he didn't even know he had the stone in his life, so Leila is not a Peshia Gomo. But he says, leaning goes better. Why? Because he's not shaving. Mamesh is shady cold lanes. So he's an honest. He came up with Shachovi Omar. Suppose he knew he was sitting in the same place for many hours. And originally he knew that somebody put an oven on his lap. And then he forgot that he has a lap. I has an oven on the lap and he stood out. And it fell. He came up. Bishoch of Omar bin Afur. In Zochon Chaya. In the Dvorim Potter. So then, he's not in Shia. Come up. So maybe he's not in it. So, in a Yitzhak of Bishoch of Omar bin Afur, in Zochon Chaya, because in Menonish, he's high. Being a foreign reporter. Why is he not there? Because he's not Peshia Gomo. Even though it's Chichabo, but after all, he was sitting for many hours, so he forgot about it. He has to remember. He felt somebody
told him, I told him, I'll pick it up in a few minutes. And then he didn't pick it up in a few minutes. So he assumed that he took it away. And he didn't look down on his life. He was doing something. He was involved in something. Some melee, he's not Pshia Gomo, but in Golus Chare. So then the Gemara says, now what is the criterion or value determining whether a person is considered a Pshia Gomo or not? If it's a Ruach Mutziyo, so then it's a Pshia Gomo, and he's not Chare Boris. If it's a Ruach Shemu Mutziyo, then he's not Pshia, he's a Nonish. So it's a Shady called Amos. So how the stasis say here in Ksudas that this discussion was, how can we apply the person being called Ligabigoles, because the Torah says that if he doesn't die, so then he has to pay Dalit Vorin, and Dalit Vorin almost is Potter, she is only Pishia Gomor is high Dalit Vorin. So if it's a Pishia Gomor, so you should say to me, she called amazing. So how can be how can a high Vorin? So obviously, there are degrees in Ruach Mitzvah. All Ruach Mitzvah is the same. You know, suppose, let's say, there is a Ruach Mitzvah that takes place every day, every 5 minutes. And there is a Ruach Mitzvah that doesn't take place every 5 minutes, but it happens once a week. That's also a Ruach Mitzvah. And there is a Ruach Mitzvah that happens once a month. It's also a Ruach Mitzvah. What is a Ruach Mitzvah? Ruach Mitzvah means like the Enduhot, something that happens once in many years. So a person couldn't expect it. So Mimele, when Jesus says that the person could be applied to a situation when there is a Ruach Mitzvah, and still, so it's Chayav Goles, and he still is Chayav Goles. So it means not a Ruach Mitzvah that happens all the time, but a Ruach Mitzvah that takes place once a week. So then he's Chayav Goles because he's not a Shaking Korah Benazit, maybe every week, so he is a Sheikh of me, but every once a month or once in a few months. But a Ishaib Goles is not Sheikh of Mezid, but a Pshia Gomo is not either, because it happens once a month, and usually when it does happen once a month, so it's a gradual process, it doesn't become a very strong week. First, it becomes stronger, and then it becomes so strong that it can drop a stone, let's say, that is on the table and so on. That's how we have
so to... So what's the Mechayev of Dalforn? Dalforn needs Moshiach Kofi.
One second. So we see from that, from the Aloche, that Gabi Dalforn has to be Moshiach. I said here last week that the Mechayev of Mezek and Dalforn is the Yishmeret. But there are two kinds of Lishmeren. There is a Lishmeren that is not based upon the Avera of Lishmeren. And there is a Lishmeren that is based upon the Amais Avera of Lishmeren. And Lishmeren is a Amais Avera also. Because the Raya is Reb Chaim mentions. The Raya is that the Torah says Lishmeren Ligabin Shir Amret to kill the human being. So down ball of humors, so it's high Nisim Shemayim. So Nisim Shemayim, he certainly has to be based upon my Avera. One cannot become a Chayyim Shemayim without any Avera. So obviously there is a my Avera. But then there is a Chiyuv of Nezek, even in the case of even by onus, and that is also because of the Shmuel. And as the Gemara Murakama says, that Odom Shmiras Mameiru Alafu and Odom Shmiras Rufi Alafu, so the Yishmeranu implies two halachas. One halacha of Imais Havera for Yishmeranu, and then the Yishmeranu implies also another chiyuv, that a moment which a chiyuv, and for Ayed Gemara says that if even the Meis Hakshomim, when one is allowed to throw out the ashpo into the street and the counter, to sacking the rabbi in order to fertilize the ground. But if somebody was niskal, so is mechuyav to pay. So it's not based on my zaver, it's the shoes. And let's say by the chanike, the halacha is, if somebody is nizek, so he has to pay even though he's the shoes. In those bishus, so there are two halachas of the Yishmeranu. A chiyuv shmire, mamdik a chiyuv shmire, like Yishimasoch, and else like Yishmeranu, it's a chiyuv of Shamu, but as a Shimasoch or as chayef of Meir Rabbi, so many Rishonim say that even if the Meir took place for a real anus, he's still chayef, so it's mamdik a din, and like Shea, his chayef owns. The Gabi Shea also, in the Sugya, the next stop, will see that it's a machlokes whether there is, the Mechayim is Rish Merenu Amon Tegedin of Shmire, he's Mechure, or it's a Chiyuv of Bible, it's not even Shea, because Koran Rishamer is like a Bible, he's responsible, in other words, so like an insurance agent. So he's chayef. What is that? I mean, he's chayef mishneh. How can he watch out over all places? So it's his chayef. It's his chayef of violin. He becomes a violin because on earth, right? But in Masocha, he's certainly not a chayef of violin. He's just a chayef of shema. So mele in mazik, ma'odma mazik, and momena mazik, so we have two mechayef. Now, there is, the Gemara says that other more play on the shame, the mazit, the name is his chayim. So, how do we know it's a passage? Petzah has petzah. The chayim are a shame, the name is kibirot. But from the Gemara in Bumakana, it appears that after the Gemara's kosov, petzah has petzah, so it's still based on the general halacha of Onus Chachmone Pat, which is implicit in the Gzeras HaKosov and Ma'ariv HaSedavon. That's in the Gemara Murakama. Daf Chof Ches on the base. He broke it and spilled the water on his feet. Amar Rabbe, mischavim le'erido l'mata mitzayit. In other words, when is it pesheyat? He put it down, and he wasn't careful. So that's called mischavim. Amar Rabbeinu, mi'chol demchayev chameya, afel nifshere. So Chabad Yehuda says, dafkin mischavim, where there is an element of Pshi, an element of Pshi. But Rameya, Tamikame holds that he's chayev, even there is no Pshi altogether, even if the handle of the card, the job, fell down. So he also chayev. Amalei, chayev oye Rameya rafil, ozma biyot, amai onusu, vein es rachmone patra, yaksiv, because what's the pshat? Because that's chayis upon my sabere. So if he's the naram also, she's not a chetaz, so she's potter of music. Aber in zokim, it's not based upon my sabere, it's a new one of a chayis. Aber in zokim chayis, v'atanye, nishbor kade v'lei silke, nofo gamlei, So, Ruach Mitzui is always